Does Katie Miller think she owned her there? Like, dude, you're pathetically whining on Fox News after your husband got owned on social media. All right, no, we are not playing this game with Republicans. We are changing the rules before we ever let these Republicans box us into their own frameworks. Let me explain what's happening. So last night, Stephen Miller and his wife, Katie Miller, both went live on Fox News to cry and scream and throw a fit about the fact that the official Democrats Twitter account called Stephen Miller ugly. They said, "Shut up, you ugly fuck." It got like tens of millions of views and hundreds of thousands of likes, and every single conservative on Twitter was acting as if we have just hit a new low in politics, as if Democrats had just broken some norm where now this is the first time someone's been mean online as a political operator. Dog, for the past decade, Donald Trump has been using his personal account to attack his political opponents, attack their families, send AI videos of Obama being arrested, AI photos of Chicago being invaded, AI photos of J.B. Pritzker being fat-shamed, he called Tim Walz a retard. All of these things have come from Trump's personal account, and all the Democrats did was call Stephen Miller ugly. So again, I am not playing this double standard game. I absolutely hate the double standard media environment that we exist in. It kind of reminds me of the whole debacle I got into on CNN, where, you know, all of these older pundits can go on every single week and lie about the war, lie about the timeline, lie about the progress that we're making. But the moment that I ask questions in a little bit aggressive way, like a tiny bit aggressive manner, apparently I'm the one breaking some unspoken norm. I took it too far. So the point that I'm trying to make here is we can no longer exist in a media environment and in a political environment where the double standard is so intense that the president can be sending out messages to his attorney general saying, prosecute these people. But then when Obama makes some innocuous comment on like a Stephen Colbert interview, it's a 3-week long right-wing news cycle. The double standards are crazy, and that is what we exist to break. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means a lot, and let's just walk you through everything that happened. So just to recap, the Democrats made a post about James Tallarico. They said, fired up, ready to go. It's time to take back Texas. Just a normal post, right? Stephen Miller, Donald Trump's bald deputy chief of staff, who is known for being the most aggressive, radical, vicious person in the admin, says, the Democrats made history in Texas by nominating their first transgender Senate candidate. Okay, so boom. He's making fun of both James Tallarico, the transgender community, trying to make fun of Democrats. He's taking personal jabs. So the official Democrats account says, shut up, you ugly fuck. It's so justified. It got 32.7 million views and 286,000 likes. I, of course, had to like and repost it to show support. But then Stephen Miller's wife comes to his rescue and tries to dox or blast the person behind the Democrats account, but it backfires. Watch. She said, Paulina is who runs the Democrats account. She's 30, unmarried, with no kids. Put your name on it next time. This is what a sad, unhappy female liberal looks like. It's why Pew reports 50 of them have been diagnosed with a mental condition. First of all, Paulina's a pretty 30-year-old. Like, there's no, I don't know why you'd post a screenshot of a very attractive person and say that this is some sort of own. Number one. Number two, Paulina herself said, well, now seems like a good time to share that I'm getting married. We just put down the deposit on the venue and bought my dress. She said she didn't end up picking this dress, but she thought it looked nice. So Katie Miller is somebody who is visibly lacking confidence when she does interviews on TV. Some people just aren't made for the TV life, and whenever Katie Miller goes on these shows, which I'll show you in 1 second, she's visibly lacking confidence. So to then have Twitter fingers and try to act like you are some keyboard warrior on Twitter is so despicable. The entire Miller family is just pathetic at this point, and all of the right-wing sphere were clutching their pearls about this post. This is one of my favorite ratios. I'm very proud of this one, to be honest. The Daily Wire, you know, the right-wing company with Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, they said, more love, tolerance, and civility from the Democrats, trying to act like the Republicans are this peaceful group and the Democrats are vicious. And I responded, fuck off. You guys cheered on Trump as he danced on Mueller's grave. He called Tim Walz a retard. He posted AI fat-shaming memes of Pritzker and AI videos of Obama getting arrested. You created this environment. You don't get to run away now. I still stand by that. And this brings me to Katie Miller and Stephen Miller going on Fox News last night. There's no shot that they're doing the victimhood tour on Fox News when Stephen Miller was the one who initiated. Like, I'm not even kidding. Stephen Miller was the original one who took a jab by calling Tallarico a transgender. And now Katie Miller is on TV saying that they're being attacked. Even when Laura Ingraham reads Stephen Miller's tweet, I feel like Laura Ingraham knows that Stephen Miller was asking for it. Just listen to this segment.
Your husband came under attack today when he said, like, the Democrats are, you know, perhaps going to nominate their first transgender Senate candidate, talking about Tallarico. And they responded by just, you know, basically saying, shut up, you ugly F word, essentially. Any word for the Democrats, their little Twitter account.
This is the same violent political rhetoric that is leading people to shooting up, whether it be the White House Correspondents' Dinner or President Trump and Butler. But what it remains to be seen is this is an anonymous account.
What?
And it is run actually by a sad liberal woman named Paulina, who, which is why Pew says 50% of liberal women at some time have identified that they have a mental health disorder. And she is certainly one of them. What a sad state for the pathetic Democrat Party.
Oh, Pauline. Poor Pauline. Katie and Chris, great to see both of you.
Does Katie Miller think she owned her there? Like, dude, you're pathetically whining on Fox News after your husband got owned on social media. You're citing some Pew study to try to misrepresent who Paulina is, and you think that's sort of some sort of a win? Also, if you want to talk about violent rhetoric, then look inward at your husband and the person that your husband supports, Donald Trump. The idea that calling people ugly is why political violence happens is so ass backwards. Is she saying that Stephen Miller is so incredibly insecure that he's going to commit violence if he's called ugly? I mean, listen, this was Stephen Miller just about a year ago when Trump took office, calling the Democratic Party a domestic extremist organization. Let's just weigh these two things on a scale. Stephen Miller says Democrats aren't a real party. We're radicals who support rapists, and we're a domestic extremist organization. That's what he calls us. And then the Democrats say, hey, you're ugly. And Katie Miller and Stephen Miller want to run a victimhood tour. Watch this clip from about a year ago, and then we'll jump over to Stephen Miller last night on Fox News. Look, he looks increasingly, he looks noticeably more deranged today than he did a year ago.
Party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists. The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization.
Dude, that is like the most inflammatory rhetoric you can possibly use. I'll tell you right now, I'm a Democrat. I know I got a lot of Democrats in my audience. We don't advocate for hardened criminals, convicted killers, and gangbangers. I think we want everybody in society to be happy, safe, and live harmoniously. And killers and gangbangers usually take away the harmoniousness of society. So yeah, Stephen Miller is the one who helped Donald Trump pardon 1,600 J6ers, hundreds of fraudsters, and in these pardons, multiple of those J6ers went out to reoffend children. Let's jump over to Stephen Miller last night. Has he calmed down his rhetoric? Let's see.
Now, of course, these riots at the ICE facilities, and by the way, the rioters who obstruct federal law enforcement are being arrested, and they're being charged with felony criminal conduct, and they will do hard time in jail. But what you see, Sean, are Democrats rioting to defend pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and the scum of the earth that ICE is removing from our streets. Instead of supporting the heroes of ICE and Border Patrol that President Trump has dispatched to make America safer than ever before.
Well, I guess that answers that question. Stephen Miller has not calmed down at all. In fact, he's getting more radical and lying more and more about the American people in a very divisive manner. Like, half of voters are Democrats. The people that watch this show are Democrats. We're not defending rapists or pedophiles, as he said in that clip. It's so dishonest. In fact, if anybody is defending those people, it's Donald Trump, who literally pardoned 1,600 J6ers, many of which who have reoffended and hurt children. He's pardoned hundreds of fraudsters and created this new pardon economy where people get off after committing crimes. Stephen Miller is so incredibly despicable, and Katie Miller wants us to believe that It's people like this anonymous Democrats account that are causing the political violence in America. Calling Stephen Miller ugly is what is causing the political violence, not the president of the United States calling to arrest his political opponents, hang his political opponents, posting AI videos of them being arrested and thrown in jail. This is so despicable, and I'm so done playing this both sides game. Do you guys remember that clip that went viral about 8 months back of Scott Jennings and I, before the whole blow-up? And he says, why don't you just take responsibility for your violent party? And I go, me? Like, you want like a 22-year-old YouTuber at the time to take responsibility for an entire party apparatus? You want me to take responsibility for some random crazies on the side? But Scott Jennings thinks that Trump has zero responsibility for this? F this. I hate this political environment in which Republicans pretend that Democrats are frothing at the mouth. Here's Stephen Miller with his final Fox News clip. Talking about how Trump is just the best leader ever, just glazing Trump.
To a world of sanity, a world of stability, and a world of meritocracy. On every issue, President Trump has pushed policies that are the heart and soul of the American belief system, the mainstream center of what Americans believed, and he's led with competence, with courage, and with clarity. And the American people will reward that come November. I am sure of it.
This is despicable. You know, while I was watching that clip, I just did a quick search and read this. According to available reporting, at least six people who were pardoned for January 6th related offenses have since been charged with or convicted of sexual offenses against children. Andrew Paul Johnson, David Daniel, a January 6th participant who reached a plea agreement, and then he enticed a child under 12 and another minor under 18 to engage in sexually explicit conduct for recording. There's multiple other examples, and Stephen Miller wants to act like the Democrats are defending this. Trump pardoned these people, and they reoffended. Due to Trump's pardon, children were hurt. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I hate Stephen Miller, and peace out.